Last week, the Nigerian startup that connects techies to jobs abroad, WeJapa, found itself in the mix of some controversy after its CEO, Favour Ori, was accused of underpaying developers. There were also some other allegations that the company made some outsized claims about connecting the winner of its hackathon to an international job opportunity. When the news broke, there was no immediate response from Favour Ori, but he has now released a statement, and in his statement, he has publicly apologized to all those he has wronged. This is the Tech Cabal Weekly, a roundup of some of the interesting things that are happening on the tech scene in Africa every week. We'll have conversations about all the important things you always bookmark, but you sometimes forget to go back to. We know you know it's important and you feel a little guilty about forgetting to check sometimes, so every week we bring these things to you and we have conversations about them. So last week, the Nigerian startup that connects techies to jobs abroad, WeJapa, found itself in the mix of some controversy after its CEO, Favour Ori, was accused of underpaying developers. There were also some allegations that the company made outsized claims about connecting the winner of its hackathon to an international job opportunity. When the news broke, there was no immediate response from Favour Ori, but he has now released a statement, and in his statement, he has publicly apologized to all those he has wronged. And while he released a statement publicly apologizing, he still maintains his innocence, and he says that pending the findings of an independent investigation, he insists that he has not done anything wrong. Meanwhile, Michael Traction, a VC firm that invested in WeJapa, has also said that it will abide by the decision of the independent investigation. But in the interim, Favour Ori has stepped aside as the CEO of the company. For some background, WeJapa was launched in April 2020 by Ori, who became popular in developer circles after selling an app, according to him, for over $60,000 in February. But thanks to the current controversy, a lot of people are starting to question some of his earlier claims. Now, while all of that is up in the air, we'll be waiting on the report of the independent investigators, and we'll hope this time this does not go the way of the TZT independent investigation. All the way in South Africa, lockdowns are being lifted in stages, and the company says it is now ready to reopen two of its biggest cinema chains. New Metro and Stekin Ọkọ movie theaters will open on Friday, August 28th. The country's entire movie industry is rallying around the reopening of cinemas with a big campaign titled "It's Time to Go Big Again." South Africa is pretty confident that its existing safety measures can handle a cinema reopening. And to its credit, South Africa has recorded the highest number of COVID-19 tests on the continent. So it means that in the coming week, we'll see what the movie-going experience is like in these new and strange times. And Nigeria may also take a leaf from South Africa's Lagos, the country's commercial capital, has given restaurants and bars the approval to reopen. Although a curfew is still in place in Lagos, Nigeria, there is no real reason why cinemas in Lagos will be closed for long, seeing as places of mass gathering like churches have also now been reopened. But away from life after the pandemic, a new report this week from cable.co.uk looked at the price of mobile data from 288 countries. Sitting pretty at the top of the pile of these countries with the cheapest mobile data plans is India. And on the African continent, Somalia leads the way with an average cost of 50 cents for 1 gigabyte of data. That's pretty cheap. It is way ahead of some of the continent's bigger countries. Nigeria is ranked 58, while South Africa is ranked 148. Now, although Nigeria is ranked 58, the entire sub-Saharan region doesn't do very well in terms of affordable data. Five sub-Saharan countries make up the bottom 10 of the countries with the most expensive mobile data plans. St. Helena, an island in sub-Saharan Africa, has the most expensive mobile data prices amongst the countries surveyed. On average, St. Helena residents pay $40 for 1 gigabyte of data. That's a lot of money. It's pretty pricey, but the report also explains that in island countries, mobile data is a lot more expensive. A lot of this has to do with infrastructure. Rwanda, meanwhile, is ranked 64th on the list. And Rwanda has something of a reputation for being an innovator's dream on the continent. And now they even have some more exciting news for startups. Rwanda is working on a bill that will highlight government support and policies for startup growth. It's called the Startup Act, and it's not exactly a new idea. It was first enacted in Africa by Tunisia. The Senegalese version, by the way, is awaiting implementation. The Rwandan government worked with the Innovation for Policy Foundation, the organization that was central to drafting the same bill in Tunisia and Senegal. And using the Tunisian bill as a reference, some of the provisions of Rwanda's Startup Act would include funding support, exemptions from corporate taxes, allowing both private and public sector employees up to a year off from their current jobs to run their outfits, provisions of a government-sanctioned salary to founders, and helping firms file for international patents. But way before that bill becomes law, one sector that is seeing renewed interest in the second quarter of 2020 across Africa on the whole is e-commerce. The bulk of investments in e-commerce companies have gone to the food and grocery segment, followed by auto retail platforms. Price Pally, which is a bulk grocery delivery platform, raised funding in July from Germany's Green Tech Capital. Morocco's Kifal Auto, an online marketplace for used cars, raised a $300,000 seed fund in April. Kasha raised $1 million from FinFund as part of an ongoing fundraise. So that's pretty much about it. That's most of the big news in tech on the African continent in the last week. So here's a big thank you to everyone who's joined us this week. Here's a big thank you to the TC team for contributing, for putting this together. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and on your local radio. Don't forget to visit our website, which is www.techcabal.com. That's TECHCABAL for deep dives on all things tech in Africa. Remember, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram at Tech Cabal. Follow us. Be sure to say hi and tell us your general feedback and your thoughts on this episode.